este în economia partidei. Delgado acolo este, va fi corner, dragi ascultători.
This is Radio Havana, Cuba.
This is Radio Pyongyang of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
This is Moscow.
I just made that up.
Ooh, electronic Anista. That's got a lot of syllables in it.
It's afternoon tea at the aquarium.
I mean, I didn't get into this to, like, eat fake. Last night, trying to eject a French film out of my VCR.
That sounds terrible.
With Doc Normal.
Can you fix this?
And Robin Police.
There's people in there, and they're dancing, and then the colors change, and then it's great, and then your screensaver kicks in.
Hey.
I'm Robin Police. Have you tried, like, a dial-a-cheese?
It's very Morning Zoo.
On House of Sound.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. It's No Phantom Power on the Board. That's what this show is called.
We are Phantom Powerless until now.
That's right. I'm Doc Normal and...
I'm Robin Police.
And that was a wonderful, unprepared intro. But, we're here. Yes, brought to you by cackling roosters.
Cackling roosters and gummy worms.
And dial-a-cheese. And gummy worms.
That have faces on them. Like, who puts faces on gummy worms?
Oh, yeah, the faces of gummy
worms. Faces of gummy worm destruction! Yeah.
That's right.
I've had a little too many of those.
I've had a little too much coffee.
Too much coffee, man!
Jeez.
I told you it was like the third gummy worm and I'm out.
Oh, man. We're here hanging out. It's been another crazy week. So we're a little bit doing our thing.
Should I read them their songs?
Yes, please. That's a good cue. What were we listening to for the last half hour, Robin Police?
We started out with The Parliament's I Can Feel the Ice Melting, because I can indeed feel the whatever that is that's not ice melting, followed by Sonny Stitt sitting in with the Oscar Peterson trio, I'll Remember April, Elijah and the Ebonites with Pure Soul, Lisandro Mesa with Me Voy Para la Luna, Cool Blues with I'm Gonna Keep on Loving You, Doris Duke, How Was I to Know You Cared, Apollo Sunshine Eyes, The Gentle Guest, She-Devil, partially for Melissa because she told me to play that, and La Sonora Dinamita with El Apriton, followed by Soda Stereo, Cae el Sol, and ending with Café Tacuba, ¿Qué Pasará?
I'm glad you said it and I didn't.
I don't speak any Spanish.
I know. That's.
I just like Spanish music.
And weren't you saying that Pope Francis friended you on Facebook?
That's true. I got a friend request. I wasn't sure what to do with it, so I thought I'd ask you before I actually accepted it.
Well, that's Pope Francis, the first pope ever from outside of Europe.
Europe. That's how we say it down here in the States.
And in addition to Latin, he speaks a little Spanish. I have it on good authority.
That he doesn't just speak Latin, because that's kind of cool, sort of. Not really.
Wouldn't that be awesome? You're just like the Pope, and it's just totally Latin all the time. It probably was that way at one point.
You know,
it's like, what the hell is that guy talking about?
I kind of doubt it, and I think you might be actually right. Although I do have a funny story. Maybe it's not that funny. So my Spanish professor in high school learned Russian because, you know, why not?
One day in high school with my Spanish professor.
So on his tour of Russia, he went to he had some bad canned food. He went to the hospital, and if it wasn't for the fact that he actually knew enough Latin to understand what the Russian doctor, who also knew Latin, he found out he had botulism.
Oh.
So they communicated only in Latin.
They excommunicated only in Latin.
They excommunicated only in Latin.
That was a crap joke. crap show, hey.
I know, but we need like a stinger for the crap jokes. It's okay. I found a soundboard. I just have to actually remember to do it.
This week in crap jokes.
That was another one.
Yeah. I threw out the phone lines again. One of these days we'll get a caller. We need to.
Did you actually say the number? I don't actually remember that.
I didn't say the number, but I put it on Facebook.
Did you think it really hard and then expect the... Okay. So instead of thinking it really hard, I'm actually going to speak it because I can see the sign. The number to call in to scare everybody is
503-575-9344.
Oh, wow. That was synchronized.
It was 575?
That's yeah, 575. I must have actually said it wrong to you.
That's 575, right?
575.
Okay.
Have people been calling the wrong number?
Well, that's what I tweeted. I tweeted 503-575-9344. Someday we'll get a caller. I tweeted that out. So if that's wrong, some person right now is getting cell phone calls. It's like, hey, is this House of Sound?
I want to talk about House of Sound.
I want to talk about music and Hillary Clinton and stuff.
We never talk about tea, though, but I don't actually have that much to say about tea.
Maybe we'll do a tea tasting.
Ooh.
This show was so much better when we did the tiny wine tasting. Oh, my God.
No, it was good and also horrible.
Oh, God.
And I only say it was horrible because it tasted horrible.
It tasted awful.
I actually prefer the gummy worms.
We did special stuff.
We did. That. Maybe we should just have gummy worms as drinks.
Ugh. I'm a little parched as it is anyway.
Well, there's two bottles of water. Do you think it would be presumptuous of us to actually guzzle gallons of water on air?
I would not take any liquid that wasn't fully sealed in a Pabst PBR can here in House of Sound. Literally, I would not.
We're the center of disease.
I wouldn't touch any consumable in here. You have no idea. You have no idea what has been found in this studio in the last week.
That's what makes this show exciting.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say what, but...
Oh, you know what? I gotta play a song really quick.
Picture of it. And I was like, is that what I think it is? What? Oh, you're playing a song really quick.
Yeah, I've discovered this thing, like, playing songs that when I think about them...
We might have more songs to play. God, it kind of... Mondays are slow news day. Everything happens and then...
I just had to play this one.
Are we talking over this or letting it roll?
We can, but I don't know. It's just that it's called My Mystery Pill.
All right. Well, here's My Mystery Pill.
And we're back here at House of Sound, just hanging out and doing some stuff. And in the meantime, we got our first caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello, is this House of Sound?
Why, yes, you've called House of Sound.
Oh, is this Robin Police?
Why, yes, this is Robin Police who's speaking.
Oh, brilliant, 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 Robin Police, brilliant, wonderful. Oh, Robin, this is Reggie, this is Reggie.
Oh, I remember you. Hi, Reggie, we met during Christmas.
We spoke at Christmas, indeed, or was it Kwanzaa, or whatever.
We had holidays, and you talked about them.
Yes, well, hey, guess what, Robin?
What's going on in your world, Reggie?
From Austin, Texas, Robin.
Wow.
Austin, Texas.
How was that?
It was, wait for it.
Okay.
Brilliant!
Wow. So
that's South by Southwest Interactive. Oh, it was wonderful. There was the Jungle Jump Bouncable Gym. There was the Monster Cable and Drinks Climber Wall. There was the just lots of brilliant, brilliant things. The Bank of America...
the Wells Fargo
games. I don't know. Just wonderful. I mean, I carried back about 30 pounds of swag.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Did you go to any of the panels?
Well, of course. Yeah. Well, I had a ticket, and there were panels. People talked about social media, Robin. Social media, and
did they talk about anti-social
community
media
building and
are you
media?
Are you avoiding a topic here? I feel a sense of avoidance.
Twitter.
Oh, I see you use the
cats.
Did you meet a lolcat?
No, I didn't go to any pens.
It's okay. I hear that
you hung over to go to any panels.
Oh,
oh God!
I actually didn't know that there were panels.
Parties, parties, drinking, women, parties, lots of parties, lots of scantily clad people, and well, it was just one big orgy, wasn't it? Oh. But yeah, I read on Mashable about some of the panels. It sounded pretty good. Sounded like a good show, really.
So. That sounds like everybody else's experience. It sounds pretty good as long as you came out of there alive and in one piece and with wearing nothing but branded T-shirts.
When I got back to Portland, I did have to pick up a prescription of penicillin to take care of a problem. But other than that, yes, it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Oh, good.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, it was South by Southwest. I mean, nobody goes there to panel. But anyway, so what's been happening in Portland? What's been happening in Portland? You know, I've been working in the startup scene. You know, I'm a Ruby, Java, JavaScript, CGI, C++, Sharp, Basic.
So is there an actual shop inside of you?
You know, but
do you poop code? Do you just kind of sit on the toilet and then it kind of just comes out of you?
Well, you know, I'm looking for a job, actually.
Oh, good.
I went to South by Southwest. Maybe there's jobs there.
Have you thought about working for Dark Horse?
Dark Horse.
They might have a sister company called Light Horse.
No, I haven't heard of that. I haven't heard of Light Horse at all. No. I don't think. But you know, comics are big here in Portland. Lots of cons for comics. I know that. I know there was one a few weeks ago. That's right. Brent Spiner. Mr. Data. He was at Comic Con in Portland. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, I heard that one was the poser one. I only go to the really cool ones.
What's the cool one?
The cool one is the one in San Diego, but it's not really cool anymore, so I'm looking for the new one. I'm on the lookout.
Speaking of comics, what's up with you? Are you single?
No. Yes.
Oh.
No.
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 We should get together with a beer sometime, you know, talk in Portland and...
Honestly, I prefer talking to small animals and fences and stationary objects. I mean, I'm not really sure that I'm cut out for human communication.
Oh, too bad.
It's a fancy way of saying I'm not that into you, dude.
Oh, I know what you mean. It's so much easier to just get on a cam and watch, right? hey, Robin.
Yes?
Hey, it's been great talking to you. Great chatting. But I just had the keys down at the door. My old lady's coming home, and I got to get out of here. She's coming through the door. I got to shut down some stuff on my computer screen, okay? Talk to you later. Reggie, bye-bye.
Well, that was interesting. I'm going to break into music now. Bleep, bleep.
I love that stuff.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
The chip tunes.
Cheep, cheep.
I love that. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, chip tunes, games, a lot of that stuff that is really, really popular, the retro gaming things. There's so many things going on, and we got nothing today, of course. But yeah, what were we listening to there?
Oh, well, we started out with... Mystery Pill by The Briefs, The Corona by Minutemen, Kiss Me on the Bus by The Replacements. We took a little break and came back with some more bus theme songs. B61 by The Vandervoots, Janelle Monáe, Make the Bus. And then a new track from The Coop, You Are Not a Riot, two-player with the side-scrolling suite for the saxophone. And then Lind with Enjoyable. We played out with Kuva and Little Scale.
Yeah. Did you party hard last night?
I have been partying for I don't know how many days now. I'm done. I'm so good at not partying now. I would love to sleep. I miss sleep a lot.
That probably explains the show a little bit. Not just your end, but my end too. It's been like not like I was kind of partying, but it was a different thing. But there's been other non-partying things going on.
So. I had my own mini South by Southwest.
Oh.
My friend from Austin escaped Austin. Oh. To escape South by Southwest because it's horrible and terrible. And
is it even relevant?
It's not relevant to anyone in Austin. And actually, Austinites get really, really mad when you talk about
South
by Southwest.
It's so heavily branded that, and, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's sort of like, you know, I know the Interactive, it used to be something, you know, Twitter came out of there, you know, it was like, mm-hmm. Oh, look. Now it's like, I mean, what was hot that came out of South by Southwest? I think.
Do things come out of there?
Well, they.
Or is it like Vegas where they should just stay there?
Things go in.
They never come out.
It used to be like things go in to explode, you know, and get big. But it's just there's so much noise and brand noise. I think the was it CNN?
Don't you know it's really important that everybody needs to know your brand and it should be branded, brand, 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 brand?
No.
We are, because it is cattle, you know, South by Southwest, cattle, branding.
Now you're talking about that thing I wanted to talk about today.
Oh, crap.
Which was, hey.
I'm sorry, I just.
Hey.
It just slipped out of there.
Yeah, that's, yeah, okay. Hey
this
there.
This is me after my, I took a, ooh. I had another gummy worm. Ooh,
okay.
And I actually do mean I ate some, there's some gummy.
House of Sound doesn't hate anybody.
Hey, but House I'm a hater.
They did a presentation and it was about marketing and it was basically about how most of that branding and marketing and brand identity is all BS, and they're
they have a point.
Agency, so
they should actually know that.
And they talk about, you know, how things should be, but anyway, but we will talk about that some other time, maybe, because it has a lot to do with media and all that. And I think you and I are both kind of hungover from our weeks. My week was kind of a lot of personal stuff going on that just you know.
Mine was fun.
Yeah, mine was kind
yours
of fun,
less
but
fun.
Less fun.
You should just have my week. Do you want to have some of my week? Here, I'm.
No.
Are you sure?
I don't. No.
You don't want to. You don't want to drink a lot and
no.
and hang out with my friends that are awesome.
Well, on second thought.
See, here, just take some of my past. I'm handing it to you right here.
There are lyrics on this. On this wall. Okay.
Oh,
so,
my. This is fun.
Yeah, we could read that. So you wanted to talk about this Minecraft thing.
Only because it seemed like a thing we should mention, at least.
Because you were doing the chiptunes.
Exactly. Thing. I was trying to think of a segue because everyone likes segues.
I know, and we don't.
I'm riding
have
my segue
today.
Forward.
So you were reading the tweets, and you saw a tweet today about the Minecraft documentary. Minecraft is kind of an immersive, how would we describe it? It's a game.
It's like Legos, but not.
Yeah, it was
they're really big Legos.
It's a super successful indie game. My kid got into it on the mobile version and literally it's interesting because if you go up to YouTube, you watch all these Minecraft videos, like people exploring, people create worlds and create stuff in there, and you can play it as a game, you can play it as a creator, you can do all sorts of stuff. It's very creative, like Legos.
I can't figure out how to play it. I think I'm old now.
It's because it's real open-ended, and there's not much documentation.
No, I can't physically get the hang of actually playing it.
Mm.
I tried to explain this to my friend who was like, oh, you gotta play this Minecraft game, you'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to play it, and I was like, there's a computer in the way. I think I'm too old for computer gaming.
You can play it on your iPhone.
No, no, no. I need, like, a controller.
There's an iPhone version. There's an Xbox version, too.
Okay, well, I could do
wildly
that.
Successful on Xbox. That's where they made their money. But there's a documentary about the making of Minecraft by a... It's actually done by a local production company called Two Player Productions.
Aww, we're keeping it in the
I know. And I had the pleasure to do video production... And where they presented clips from Minecraft. And the coolest thing is there's all these, it looks like a really good movie. And there's this one scene where this guy who just, he's just like some guy out in the Midwest. And he does Minecraft and he kind of laughs. He's a developer and he's kind of quirky and, you know, kind of a get a life kind of guy. And he laughs about himself that way. But he goes in and he creates the Starship Enterprise 1701D from the next generation in Minecraft, like to scale.
It seems really big.
It's huge. And you see it on the video, and he posts the videos of it and the designs of all these Star Trek spaceships. Because you can build anything in Minecraft, anything your imagination.
They have these special blocks that actually imitate electricity, so people have been building simple circuits.
That fascinated me too, is that you can actually build circuitry.
Yeah, basic logic gates and stuff. It's pretty crazy.
I know, like you could create like a whole like chip inside Minecraft.
Yeah, but then which is why I was like, oh,
I built a Pentium 4. Look at this.
Wait, yeah, but then there comes that problem.
How much cash is on board? L1 or L2?
How would I use this? But you can't. I mean, you can, but only in Minecraft.
I think it's only a matter of time. I mean, imagine that.
People are going to go from Minecraft to physical objects.
Oh.
Like Minecraft objects and wow, this is kind of nuts.
I'm glad you mentioned it. Well, there are Minecraft Legos. No.
Oh. Yeah, I saw them. They were not that cool.
Speaking of going into
but I would still play with them.
Physical objects. I think talking back about South by Southwest in the mainstream, probably one of the big media catchers at least this year, especially because it was mentioned in Obama's State of the Union address, 3D printing. One of the
I'm like so over 3D printing, like whatever.
It's been around for about 20 years.
I know.
I saw one about 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say the other thing, like if it's at South by, I already know about it. So whatever. Like, OMGs.
Well, the coolest thing that I saw about 3D printing is someone is now doing
3D. It's jumped the shark. Did it print the shark?
Yeah. Before it jumped it. No, I don't think. I mean, it's. The hype is a little crazy, but it is an ongoing thing. I think that eventually we all will have little 3D printers.
In 5 years, we're going to sound so old.
We're going to displace like Asian markets. Like we'll all have cottage industries of 3D printers making cheap crap, like little drink monkeys and stuff that we sell and trade to each other in a barter economy.
And yet we'll still be
missing. As the nuclear winter rains down on us.
And we're still going to be missing like that a table leg on every table. Or you know, we'll go to the restaurant, the one restaurant that still exists after our nuclear winter, and it's still going to be wobbly and nobody can fix it.
No, and then someone will whip out their 3D printer connected to their iPhone 10 and and fix the table.
You gotta wait a week because it's not quite finished, and then you get it and it's half printed.
All for the
they got really excited and just got the half printed one.
All for the low price of a dirty dry martini.
You might be speaking my language.
That's
or
what
not.
I'm saying.
Well, I'm trying to recover.
I know. That's Robin Police and Doc Normal's futuristic. Like if we were writing the future,
in
if we were
the
writing
year a 5 bajillion
it's nuclear winter. Everyone in the nuclear winter basically goes out every day in search of a good cocktail, and we 3D print crap that we give to each other as a bartering system. How about that?
Yes, it'll feel strangely like a video game because everybody will have Google Glass. And then it'll keep a life meter on you, except your life meter will be, you know, sensors connected to your body.
And now we are highlighting the South by Southwest news, which was Google Glass, which immediately the press talked about how invasive and how, you know, carrying your cell phone. Every cell phone has a camera and you go into dressing rooms and, you know, the popularity of
Oh, it just, it remind, Google Glass, when it hit the media, just kind of reminded me of all of the jokes that we tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean.
It fell flat.
Yeah.
Sorry. Self-deprecating humor.
It just, no, I mean, Google Glass. There you go. Yeah, Google Glass. We'll be searching for good cocktails and where to barter our little cocktail monkeys that we have 3D printed. And I think the biggest news in 3D printing is the records that we're going to print. Because...
Oh, yeah, that already happened.
Yeah, somebody did that just a little while ago, a few weeks ago. Or
right.
At least hit the news a few weeks ago.
But we're...
You can make your own records.
We're assuming that you've also got your cement CNC mill that's open source. And so you've made little needles because, you know, they're super valuable. They may be even more valuable than the cocktails.
Ah, right. Well, these things are playable. They made records that are playable. They're like 8K or something like that. I mean, they're the resolution because, you know, obviously they're not on a
It'll
record
be a thing,
lathe.
Though. It's actually going to turn into a style of music.
It would be. I know. That's actually what I was thinking. I was thinking low bit rate, right? The chip tunes that you're playing. It'll be like, who knows? Maybe here in
Low
House
sample
of Sound.
Core.
Yeah.
I'll start to bring in low sample core. That's what I'm going to do.
Is that a thing? Is that actually?
It's going to be a thing now.
Did you just make that up?
Yes.
Low sample core?
Yes, but I need to work
Ooh.
On the name.
No, that's a great name. Low sample core.
Or it could just be sample core.
LSC.
LSC. Well, there's already an LSDJ.
And every band that records and then...
There won't be bands anymore.
And then distributes...
People won't play in groups. It'll be like a chain of telephone. One person will do a low sample core song, and then it'll be covered by someone else who will cover the cover, of the cover.
Is this where I mentioned that I heard on another podcast that Nine Inch Nails is reforming?
Yes.
Air quotes?
Yes, this is exactly where you mentioned this.
They're reforming in air quotes. I'm guessing five synthesizers and a drum machine and
he put all
and
the
Trent.
Things. Yeah, he put everything that he really liked in Nine Inch Nails back in the same room. That's what he means by getting back together.
Yeah,
Well, I tried to listen to How to Destroy Angels, but it was not my thing.
Mm. Have
you heard that one?
I haven't. I just have the classics.
Oh, they keep sending me email. I'm really tired of.
Oh no, I just have the classics. You know, there's the classics of every band, and, you know, all I need is just the classics.
Does this mean that classic rock in the future is going to be people doing really terrible karaoke covers of Nine Inch Nails songs? No.
Classic rock is the Seattle sound from the 90s. I'm like, oh.
Really?
It hurts. Yes, it hurts.
I'm so confused.
It's Pearl Jam and Nirvana. And
what universe am I in? Am I in the future already?
I know, and you're still so young.
Oh, man. I'm getting old now.
But, yeah, I love it. Low sample core records. Every band. LSC. I like it. Dr. Normal. LSC. Maybe I'll release that. I actually have a Dr. Normal CD. Maybe I'll release it as a printed album.
I'll help you. Maybe it can be like two genre.
It'd be so fun.
Maybe like a little bit of breakcore in there. Throw some chip. Do some resamples.
Mm. Yeah. Absolutely. So
throw some chip? That sounds terrible.
That's awesome.
No, I meant that phrase, Tim, sounded
like
bad.
No.
Oh, throw chip?
You're coming up.
Ooh. I'm going to throw some chip.
We're making new memes.
Yay.
Right here, the new meme show. Throw sample core, throw some chip. Yeah.
I got my sample core. I'm going to throw some chip. It's going to be all, crap. We're going to have swag. Although, I think swag is probably going to go out by the time sample core hits mainstream.
No, see, swag will be for the individual. We'll just print it.
No, swag like swagger. Like,
oh.
I got my swag.
I was thinking swag.
No, not like that swag. No, like.
I was thinking lanyards and.
No.
And buttons and, oh, stickers. House of Sound stickers, finally. You know, stuff like that. Swag.
No.
T-shirts.
No.
Cozies.
No.
Cozies.
Cozies. Cozies will be out.
Speaking of which, things you should get rid of and sell on Craigslist.
Because you can't put cozies in the free pile?
I'm thinking cozies would be one. Do you have things, is there, if you went through, let's say you've moved a couple times.
I think I could put half of my half of the things that I own on Craigslist.
Yeah,
with some success.
I had the same thing too. Although it's a fine line with me between just walking off in the desert and just leaving it all there with a sign, take everything, and being a hoarder.
Yeah, see,
it's an either or.
So for me, I feel like I'm going to lose my reputation as being the crazy computer lady if I don't keep a hold of all of the computers I've been given.
Yeah, I used to have a stash. I
used to have a stash of computers.
If I could glue it down here, I'd bring in my Amiga 1000 with
dude
monitor, CRT monitor, and everything. Yeah.
Oh my god, dude! You know there are people who do like Amiga stuff.
Well, there were Amiga emulators for the PC that I had for years.
No, but I mean like music. But people are still making it.
I was making music and video on it. For a while. Yeah, I had MasterTrax Pro on it. So, should we do this?
Yeah, we were about to talk about it, and then we got all excited about the Amiga.
Mashable, 15 items in your house you should sell on Craigslist. Because we have nothing here, so we just go to Mashable and look for lists.
Well, yeah. I bring the tunes, he brings the Mashable.
Ooh, but wait.
Mashed potatoes.
I got to read this. Okay. Social Media Strategy Summit 2012. 2012?
Wow, that's an old ad.
Maybe this is an old story.
No. That should be dynamic content, correct?
Yeah.
Duh, bleep, bleep, bloop, blop.
All right, whatever. I see that from time to time on major sites where the ad just doesn't work anymore. Where they're just like, yeah, it's old ads. And you're like, wow, this is a major site, like Mashable and Social Media Summit 2012.
Well, now we know we can travel back in time using our 3D printed time machine.
That's right. Canon Rebel, 10.
I have one.
But SLR, do you? XS?
I got 1.1? It at Goodwill.
Yeah. Wow. But it's a digital. Yes. Oh, no, this is an SLR. This is the SLR. This is not the Wait. This is a megapixel SLR. It doesn't say DSLR in the ad, but it says DSLR.
Yeah, the Rebel XS that's in that ad is a DSLR.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't ask me.
But
how
you've
I know
got
that.
One. I don't know. I
have the original.
DSLRs are still very handy, especially an old Canon like that, I think.
I love mine. It's really clunky, but if you drop it on the train, like if it falls mm-hmm. off of a table, it's fine. I mean it's really durable.
Yeah, and if you want to do like high-speed pictures or video or something, obviously you're not going to be able to do it with this. You need a new one, but, you know, there's a lot of
It's my trusty jalopy if my jalopy were something I couldn't
or
buy.
Or back up a second camera if you're out shooting photos. I have my old SLRs. So I still have, I'm kind of saving them for the future or something.
My aunt let me use her old
Pentax. Pentax K1000.
Dang.
ME, a few lenses.
Still got the, dang.
And in the early 2000s, started buying black and white film and doing some film photography.
Do you keep it in your fridge?
I don't have any film
Freezer.
Anymore. So it's kind of kept, but that would be it. Golf clubs. Do you have golf clubs?
What's that thing? Golf?
I hate golf.
What is this golf?
I actually do have my dad's old golf clubs.
Aww.
From the 70s.
I play Vim golf. Does that count?
I keep them around just in case I have to go golfing, which I hate.
Ew.
Yeah, I hate golf. I like putt, though. I like putting. I do well at putt-putt, and I do well at putting in golf.
I kind of miss putt-putt.
If you...
I have
anybody,
not gone miniature golfing in forever.
I recommend Oaks Park.
Oh, they have miniature golf?
Yeah. Really nice new one. Like last 2 years or something. Or
oh, that would be great.
3 years, they've got a really nice putt-putt course down there. Oaks Park just down the street.
Ooh,
here
I could wear a sweater
Selwood.
Vest and like some fancy pants.
Yeah.
And a little golfing cap.
It's fun.
And then show up with your dad's clubs.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't use them, but I just want to show up like that.
But they've got water features and stuff. It's right there. It's a nice view of the Willamette River at Oaks Park there at the putt-putt range.
That sounds great.
Yeah, Oaks Park is great. One of the oldest, oldest inner city amusement parks in the country that's still in operation.
When you said inner city, I had some very different thoughts.
Yeah. Kayaks? You got any kayaks laying around?
Well, I
want a kayak, actually.
Oh, I was going to say I go to their website.
Have you, ha 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 ha. Have you, jeez. Have you ever done kayaking, canoeing, anything like that?
I did that once. My friend dragged me along.
Yeah. Was it fun? Did you like it?
That's right. I actually taught canoeing. I actually...
Jeez. Wait a minute. I actually taught it.
Yeah. I didn't know how to canoe, but I was supposed to.
Yeah.
So I just... my group didn't go in circles, though. I taught Girl Scouts.
Yeah. I was in the Boy Scouts, which isn't nearly... comes with as much pride as it used to, right, considering the news these days.
So it seems very split, because most former Girl Scouts wish they had been in Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Because you actually get to do something. But most Boy Scouts wish that they didn't have to put up with all the BS that's in Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Which you have less of in Girl Scouts.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was a good experience in Oregon, because Oregon has so many outdoor features, and I climbed mountains and went on hikes in every beautiful part of Oregon and southern Washington. I was at Spirit Lake once before Mount St. Helens blew. That was an experience.
Wow.
Yeah, canoeing out to the middle of Spirit Lake and watching the tremors kind of shake the water because there was not a wind. Oh, yeah. It was weird. It was like a summer or two summers before the thing blew up entirely. And we sat out there in the middle of Spirit Lake going, where are these wakes coming from? There isn't a breeze in the air. They've got to come from somewhere. And it was a non-boat. It was a non-recreational lake. It was just canoes and little sailboats and stuff like that. There were a Girl Scout camp, a Boy Scout camp, a YMCA camp around Spirit Lake, and maybe another camp. So it was a really nice place. Yeah, and then it blew up.
Dang.
And so I want to go hike around there one of these days, because you can go hiking. You can actually go climb up Mount St. Helens.
Wow.
If it's not, tremoring or something. Every once in a while when that happens, they shut everything down. But you should sell your iPad 2, 64 gig. Heck no. I have an iPad 1 that I still have. I want an iPad 2. Do you have any pads?
No. Well, I mean, I have sanitary napkins. I don't have pads of the other variety, of the pooping variety.
For the podcast version, I will add the boing stinger. Doc Normal, ask the lady, do you have any pads?
I'm always prepared, because I'm a Boy Scout.
You remember when...
Yes.
When the news came out that Steve-O was going to name it the iPad, and all the jokes that...
Oh, yes.
You know what I meant.
I do, but
do you
that
have
was,
any?
No, of okay. course. No, because it's too big. Every time I look at it, I can't figure out what I'm supposed to do with it.
Right. If you wanted one, which one would you have?
None of them.
Would it be an iPad, an iPad mini, Windows tablet, blah de blah, anything, Surface, whatever they call it?
None of the above. I would want one that's ARM powered and open source that I built from my own tool chain because I'm a hipster.
Wouldn't that be like a Android tablet?
No. I'd be one that I've homebrewed myself, carefully crafted from my own tool bench. And I,
you can't do that with mobile yet, can you?
Yes, you can.
You can?
It's just going to be super slow. I'm going to use ShadyTail
stuff.
But
it's the screen issues and the bulkiness.
No, I can get a screen. It's just going to be really bulky and ugly.
Right.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that's the problem with open hardware. It's bulky and ugly.
No. But that's...
It's cool, but it's bulky and ugly.
No, because I'm bringing it back. Everybody's going to be like, I don't want to use this slim stuff. I want to use something that's big and bulky.
Cool.
Because I'm cooler than you.
And here's how you sell it. Okay. Marketing advice from Doc Normal, because Doc Normal's got a million of them. Here's what you do.
I'm ready.
You build your pad.
I've carefully sewn my pad together, yes. I know. I'll just make it out of textiles.
What am I supposed to call it? It's called a pad or a surface or whatever you want to call it. You build that
a
thing.
Mobile, a tablet. It's That's what be- they were called back in the day.
Yeah,
they were called tablets.
Okay, your tablet. Look, I'm not... Moses here, okay?
I hold this iPad and Android tablets, and you will bequeath upon your children the knowledge that you got
that
from Mashable.
Cool. Anyway, you have your mobile device. It's bulky. You 3D print up, basically make it like a classic Star Trek styling, like Kirk and Spock, like that kind of bulky. Make it look like a Star Trek thing. Then put it in there. Then sell it, and then people will really dig it because it'll be like, oh, it's like Star Trek. Put like little Star Trek symbols on it.
I'll put it on Etsy.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone will buy it.
Of course, then they'd probably sue you because it's Star Trek. So, but that's how you sell that because it's going to be bulky. You can't reduce the size unless you commercially release it, and that's impossible. So, I mean, if big companies can't even do it.
No, I'm not going to make it big. It's going to be small.
So you're basically single batch. Look right here in this slide. There's a Surface right there. There's a Surface right there. Surface ad.
Oh, I was going to say all I see is a pool table.
Yeah, next to the pool table. That's the other thing they want you to sell on Craigslist. Number five, pool table.
So if you're looking to sell a pool table, you should sell it to Magoo's. They have the world's – actually, they have Portland's worst pool table. It tends to have a breeze.
Great. I'll be writing off those apology emails later.
They still like me sometimes.
I like pool. If you have a room for a pool table, I grew up with a pool table, so I got a little pool shark. You know it's a great place to play pool?
Little secret. Where?
Late night at Dots.
Really?
Yeah. It's free.
Well,
it's free. Free table. They have like
one
table.
Do I have to fight people
there.
For it?
You know, depending on if you go in there late, you can get late night food, late night drinks at Dots. They have vegan options, by the way. And you can play pool, and you generally can get in there. It's
on Wednesday, probably.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend a Friday night. But how about rollerblades? Oh, my God.
I'm still looking for my rollerblades.
Did you do rollerblades?
I totally did. I grew up in the 90s when it was cool to rollerblade.
Any kind of footwear that has a wheel on it or a ski is not for Doc Normal. Okay?
Are you a upright a challenged person?
I walk upright.
Right, but the other activities that could be done upright.
Anything with a wheel or a blade is not for Doc Normal. Trust me. That is where Doc Normal then falls.
Oh, I see. Butt. So let's not go roller skating.
I've heard you're right.
With a dog.
Another place to
be injured?
Great roller skating in Portland? Oaks Park.
Oh.
One of the oldest roller skating.
Oh, yeah, they have the Gay Skate.
Okay.
Yeah,
they also have family skate.
Yeah, but every Tuesday they have the Gay Skate.
I imagine that's not during the all-family Catholic skate or the Boy Scout skate.
I assume so.
I suppose those are on different nights. The Catholic and the Boy Scouts, they could probably combine the two, but not with the Gay Skate.
Boy Scouts?
Catholic Boy Scouts. Okay.
America.
New Soda Stream Fountain Jet Soda Maker.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea. Whatever.
We should skip that one.
Surfboard. You got a surfboard?
I don't know how to surf. I grew up in a surfing town.
Anything that is a ski or board that you put your body on is not for Doc Normal.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm also, yeah.
I can ride a bike, okay? I can ride a bike. I like bike riding.
How are we
I can drive a
both
car.
Not
I can
bike
walk.
Challenged?
I don't know. Bikes are good.
Because I can stay upright on those.
TVs. Yeah,
what's
TVs.
What's a TV?
A screen. A screen. I remember getting rid of my old CRT TV, and it was the last one in the house. This was like probably 2004 or something like that, five. And I put in a flat panel,
mm-hmm.
And I had this thing upstairs, and it's like one of those heavy, it was like a 25, 27, 30 inch, something like that. Mm-hmm. It was one of those really heavy things to put up there. It was a Sony. I came downstairs trying not to drop this TV on these steep stairs in this old house, and the plastic literally disintegrated in my arms.
Whoa.
And it just disintegrated and just fell down the floor. I was like, well, so much for Craigslist, and it went in the garbage. Old blender.
Oh.
I need a blender.
Actually, you know it's a really good use for an old blender?
Will it blend?
Actually, no. This woman did a really nice art piece where she got her blender to talk to her. It spoke in blender.
Huh. Okay. I'm not.
You know, if I knew where that clip was, I would play it.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't make any sense without the picture, so.
See, I need a blender. I need a juicer. And I also need a food processor. And all those things I don't have.
Doesn't KitchenAid sell a juice blend something-er?
Something. And it's probably like $500, too, if it's KitchenAid. LCD monitors, sure. Cribs. Cribs. Got an old crib there?
I have so many cribs. For all my zero children.
Yeah.
At the baby that I'm holding right now.
I need to search on YouTube and see if there's like a parody of Cribs where you actually go to kids' cribs.
Oh, MTV
Cribs.
Oh.
It's like, little.
With like LED lights, and actually the crib has hydraulics on it, so it's like a low riding crib.
I bet you.
I rock my baby to sleep. I put it on the low rider set, it goes.
That's the homework for everybody, is to go go see if we can find a parody of Cribs. This is okay. So Cribs, and I think the next one
that suddenly got the Muppet Baby song in my head. Yeah,
there's Cribs, and there's also old strollers. Now, having up close and personal been through witnessing the miracle of childbirth and the miracle of failed parenthood, this is a thing. For years and years and years, you've got some room or some garage or some storage area that's full of cribs and bassinets and strollers and car seats, which you can't use because they're
illegal. So this is why resale for children's items has become a thing.
Resale, I mean, there's so much of it. It's more like hand-me-downs. You just find, like, if you're in a group of people and you find everyone's kind of like having kids or whatever, that's what you do. You just go, hey, look, I got this stuff. Do you need a?
There's this thing coming out of me. I need to put it somewhere.
Exactly, and then people give you, and especially if people have multiple kids, then it can just kind of circle around, and that's how you do that. That's my parenting advice to y'all. If you want to start a family,
pro tip:
don't go out and spend top dollar on everything, except maybe a car seat because of safety issues. But other than that, go find a group of people who have kids or don't have kids or have little ones and go, hey, do you got a spare crib? Do you got something? That's the way to do that. Just save money, because when you're done with it, you're done with it. You're not going to keep it. And then hand it down to someone else who's having kids. So that's a big thing. And they're kind of, I mean, how much are you going to get for, you know?
Yeah. Imagine those fetch very much.
I mean, cribs also have safety issues too, but you know. Whatever. Old fireplaces or fireplace inserts. Okay. I guess that's a thing. Bicycles.
You know, bicycles here on Craigslist are completely overpriced, and I don't recommend buying them.
Yeah. I mean, I mean,
you can, but it's just they're strangely overpriced.
I have my old classic Schwinn Varsity, so... And it's heavy, and it's not modern, and everything. But I'm not gonna part with it.
I've seen a lot of those around.
I've had a couple people go, "Hey, if you ever wanted to get rid of that, call me.
Yeah,
I'll buy it from you." So it's classic. It's classic. What else is going on? So that was the 15. We talked about go up to 2playerproductions.com for that Minecraft. They're selling a DVD, but you can. Just,
oh, we were gonna plug my art show.
You can. Hold that thought. I love it how we do this. DRM free digital download. It's a cool movie. Did I mention the Starship Enterprise thing in Minecraft? The guy built the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You did.
So it's a good movie about indie games. Also, there is another one that we did, a presentation by another documentary folks up from Canada. And they did a thing called Indie Games in the movie, which is about indie game developers. And that movie they screened this summer here in Portland, and that was really, really good. And if you have a Netflix account, next Netflix streaming, you can type in Indie Games. It's live. It's streaming up there now for free if you're a Netflix subscriber. Really good movie. I'm probably going to rewatch it again. It's just what these like 3-4 guys go through developing an indie game is just amazing. So, your art.
I was afraid that if I didn't say it, I would forget.
I know, because that's exactly what we do. We talk about we talk about stuff here, and then we forget.
But then once the mics come on, we forget.
Once the mics go on, we lose
all of our momentum.
30 points to our IQs.
The words coming out of my mouth. So I'm doing an art show, which incidentally is put on by the Pig Squad, Portland Indie Game Squad.
There you go. Perfect.
That's how I tied it all around.
Yes.
Because there's this thing in Portland called Bar Camp.
Bar Camp.
People talk about stuff.
We should give a shout out. Bar Camp it's on my calendar, and I'm going this year. Bar Camp will be the March 29th, 30th.
Yeah, I think it's actually going on the 30th, and then they have the pregame. Get kind of boozy and
right.
Think about what you're going to talk about day.
Yeah, for the Friday get together is when you get together in the evening and you drink beer. And let's describe Bar Camp, shall we? All the booze you could drink. That's how I described it.
And nibblies.
No, it has nothing to do with bars. It has nothing to do with booze, although there often is beer there.
Yeah, something spun off of Foo Camp, which was put on by O'Reilly because it was a private thing. And then other people were like, this should not be private. This should be awesome.
It's an unconference, which means it is a conference of people who want to get together and talk about stuff. But you don't know what they're going to talk about until you get together and talk about what you're going to talk about. It's very Portland.
Yeah.
So that's what Friday is. You get together.
It's an organized Portland outing.
Yes. And it's been going on for... This is year. God, I've got to look at my Facebook post.
Oh man, when did? Because I went to the one of
was
the.
It seven,
I didn't go to the
five,
till the third
seven.
One.
Let's look at Dr. Normal's Facebook since I.
Mr. Dr. Normal.
I actually.
This is the civilian normal.
Posted it.
It's been going. I'm going to ballpark
here,
2-7.
Okay, so I'm just going to read this. Bar Camp Portland 7. Hey, everybody, get over and register for Bar Camp Portland year number 7. Discussions happen here first and often turn into spin-off conversations, projects, even conferences. I encourage you to attend this uniquely Portland event with some of the truly smartest people in the room like you. So you can find out more at barcampportland.org. It's free. That's the other thing. The price of admission, totally free. And you go in the room. A lot of techie stuff, a lot of tech.
That's true. I mean,
open source culture.
It's been kind of tech skewed for a long time, but I think that people have tried to bring it the other way.
And I think this year,
So this year there's an exhibition.
Yeah. And some of the conversations you said spun off into other conferences and other conversations. One of them was digital media. News and journalism was a huge subject that spun out of Bar Camp a few years ago. And this was during the time that large media outlets were basically going down the tubes, newspapers and
right.
Advertising revenue plummeted, and blogs were becoming prominent. So a conversation like that spun out into its own camps and organizations, and the Oregonian has their own blog network now. So a lot of those things and a lot of the individuals who went on to produce and do those things were there in original Bar Camp. It's a great place to say, hey, this is something new, or this is a conversation that's starting to form around this, whether it's cultural or tech or media related, and it's a great place to get together with people and start that conversation. It's kind of a launching point.
Yeah, I would be more excited, I think, if I knew that there was going to be a good mix of tech and non-tech.
Yes, me too. And that's why I posted it on the Facebook, and that's why we're talking about it now. In fact, I, in the next 2 weeks, am hoping to – sorry about that, Jay. I hope to wrestle together some folks maybe from around here, the houseofsound.org.
That would be so cool.
I know. So we'll see what we can do. But I will be there, and we'll see what we can cook up. So your art installation will be?
Yeah, my art installation will be showing, I guess, throughout the whole time. It's an interactive piece, so it's more atmospheric. I'm still working on it, of course, because I'm a procrastinator, but it consists of a microphone that's simply picking up ambient sound and making nice visuals with it.
That's awesome. That is so cool.
With the Arduino!
I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to see it either.
Do you mean the underpowered Arduino?
I think it's going to require
and
some
And now hamsters. Dr. Normal trashes Arduino.
Yeah, I don't like the Arduino, but I still use it.
It's nice.
It's cute. It's nice. I already got it to... The thing is that nobody talks about its failure
points.
It's
a chip, by the way.
It's a board. Chip circuitry.
By open meaning no.
Oh my god! I don't know what just happened. I got excited about riffing.
Oh.
Mr. Normal, when are we going to get to play our extemporaneous terrible music?
I think now's a good time. The question is, do you have something you want to play, or do you want to listen to this little special thing? Or
I would like to listen to your special thing, unless you wanted to save it.
I can play it now.
Well, I think you've been giving
and so it's my time to give back.
Dagger it!
This is an old band from the 70s out of Cuba. There's a big story behind it. They even made a movie with Andy Garcia about the trumpet player. They are a band from Cuba who had to kind of work around Castro's Cuba, communism. They were the first band to be let out outside of Cuba and go on tour to like the Monterey Jazz Festival and all of that sort of thing. Kind of when we were trying to open up art ties in the late 70s with Cuba, and you know, musicians went down there from America to try and kind of open things up and make friends. His music is universal. There's a long story behind it. I won't go into it right now. If you've ever listened to any of my other shows, like Weather Report, you have heard this. This is the band Irakire. They are a big fusion Latin band. The first part, I'm playing this for you, Robin Police, because the first good few minutes of this is some massive Afro-Cuban percussion that starts this tune, and it's
hell
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So we'll listen to, how would you say that? Juana Mil Centro? Cento? I don't know. I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Juana Mil Centro.
Okay, this is Juana Mil Centro. Enjoy. All right. That was Irakire. We'll play some more of that sometime.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was kind of an accessible one. There's some other stuff that they have, like just some hardcore funk.
Up next is DJ Highway 7 and the Ghost Train.
Oh, maybe I should go ahead and queue up another one here as they're getting ready on the turntables. Or they can queue up whatever. I don't know how we do this. But have a good week, everybody. You have a good week, too.
You too.
Robin Police.
And Doc Normal.
All right.